This is Chuck Whetstone. Thank you for listening today to Chuck's Favorite Things, Inspiration and Motivation from Music, Movies, Memories, and More. Today is Tuesday, September the 29th, and this podcast is coming to you from Oklahoma City. That's where I live. And just wanted to give you an update on my first day of retirement. Now, that is a strange term for me. I'm only 61 years old, and I still have a lot of life left in me and a lot of plans I want to do for the future. But what I've retired from is I've been serving as a full-time music pastor at our church for the last 15 years, and I've been in full-time ministry as well for the last 21 years, and then altogether, part-time and full-time ministry I've been involved in is like 38 years, not counting what I did in college. And in college, we sang in the group Theophilus, and we traveled a lot, did a lot of ministry in churches and camps and revivals, and you just name it, we were there traveling, you know, about twice a month or more, and doing a lot of ministry. So I really got my feet wet in college doing ministry. But I'm retired now, as of Sunday night. They had a great retirement party for me at Fresh Start Community Church. We were blessed. Julie and I were both blessed to be there. And so many surprises, and some friends came in from different states and different congregations that we had served with before. We were just so blessed. And I can't talk about all the names on stuff. I can't talk about all the names of the people that were there because there were so many. I was told like 175 adults were there, and then there were probably 30, 40 children in the back. So it was a lot of people there, and they had a great, beautiful decorations for me and my wife, wonderful festivities that were there. Pastor Dave, after we had about an hour of meet and greet, they did a formal kind of little program where Pastor Dave talked, and Lana Mullins led us in some songs that I liked and that we all sang. And then I remember Kenny Adams spoke for a while, and then Pastor Doy Smith spoke. And then my children, Aaron and Rachel, they sang a song, a special song for me and Julie called Fearless, and it's just a wonderful song that they did. They just learned it last week and pulled it off really well. They had our friend Craig Mullins playing percussion with them, and it was just a beautiful presentation of a song for me and Julie that we love tremendously. Just to hear your kids working together and, you know, singing a song together. Aaron never sings in public that I know of, and he has done it before, but this was a special rare occasion where he actually got on a mic, played acoustic guitar instead of drums, and just did a great job. So thank you, Aaron, Rachel, Craig. Thank you for so many people that were involved. There was a whole committee that put all this together, and we give our thanks to them for their great effort. And then the people had many blessings. They would write blessings on little pieces of paper, and I just went through reading all of them today. You know, it just takes time to go through the stuff. And then a lot of people give us cards with money or gift certificates or, you know, whatever. A lot of tickets to the Warren Theater, which I love to go see movies, and so people know that, and so they blessed us with some movie tickets, and it was really great. I appreciate that. And then the church gave us a all-expenses-paid trip to Branson, Missouri, and we can take that about any time. They gave us a great package to go to Branson, and we'll be able to, you know, stay in a hotel and see some shows, and they even provided money for food and gas. Very thoughtful. We were blown away by their kindness, their gifts. Hey guys, I'll try to include a photograph on this blog page. They had a stand-up cut-out cardboard figure of me, a photograph that they'd recreated, and they let everybody take pictures with it so that I wouldn't have to stand there and take pictures with everybody, but they let the cardboard Chuck take pictures with everyone. It's really hilarious because I almost wore that shirt Sunday night to this festivity, and I asked Julie about it, and she said, well, I really don't want to iron tonight, so I chose another shirt, and it would have been funny if I wore the same shirt. It would have just been hilarious. Just a great night where they honored me and Julie, and like I said, we had been at Fresh Start 15 years. We arrived the last Sunday of September 2000, and we left the last Sunday of 2015. Just a great time of ministry where we were at Fresh Start. We love the people, love the staff. Just felt, though, in this time in my life, it was time to move on, do continual ministry on my own, working from home, and also enjoying some of the benefits of being a grandparent and traveling and doing my blog and my podcast. I really want this to get bigger and better. I want to be more consistent with my content delivery and share with you good things that I like that are Chuck's favorite things, and also things that might be meaningful and relevant to you in your life. So I've got lots of plans. You know, like I've talked in previous broadcasts that I really would like to record like 3 CDs quite quickly. I've got a lot of songs I've written, songs that I've sung that no one's ever heard. I'd like to produce. I'd like to do one called Psalms, Hymns, and Song Stories. In fact, that's a program that I'm starting to develop so I can do it at some churches where we sing some of the old songs, and also I sing some of these songs and do them in a new way. The songs that leave the lyrics the way they are and just change up the music that I've done. I've done several songs like this. And then also I'd like to tell some of the song stories, how some of these songs are written by other people and how I took hold of them and how they've blessed my life. What do you do on your first day of retirement? You know, I mean, like I said, I've got plans, I've got thoughts, I've got recordings. I'd like to do a children's recording with my daughter. I would like to do so many things. I've even bought a digital drum set so that we can record Aaron here and he can play drums right here in my office. I just got a lot of plans. I want to do a lot of things. Plus, you know, I'm continuing to do some local ministry. I'm leading the worship for a church next Sunday. And then 2 weeks after that, another church. I'm doing the Psalms, Hymns, and Song Story program. And then a week after that, we're doing a revival with our friend Kenny Adams. Got some plans, you know, coming up, and I'm sure I'll get some more invites. And then again, I also have a booking agent here in town. I want to get back into playing some instrumental music at some of the restaurants and hotels around town. I really enjoy doing that. And even this week, I had opportunity to be an extra in a movie that's being filmed here in Oklahoma. They called me today, and I did not get the message until, like, I don't know, 2:45. And they called me by about 11-something, and I don't know now if they need me now. They might have already filled their spots for extras, but I was going to be in this movie called Great Plains, and I just always want to be in a movie. So I'm going to pursue that as part of my plans in retirement, being an extra or being a paid extra. You know, it doesn't matter to me. Just like to get in some of the films. Eventually, I'd love to write some music for some of the films, because I love to write instrumental music, and I would love to put my hand at that, doing some scoring for some movies, even if they're just, you know, low budget or what do you call independent films, just to get my foot in the door. I'd love to do that. So we might be going on a casting call tomorrow. I've submitted my name and my photograph and all this stuff, and I'm just waiting to hear back from them. They didn't answer my phone call today. I did leave a message. We never know. If something develops out of this, I'll let you know, and I'll maybe see you on the big screen sometime. That would be great. What did I do on my first day of retirement? I woke up at 6:30 in the morning. Yeah, I know. It doesn't make sense. We had some friends come in for our party Sunday night from Claremore, Oklahoma, and they stayed at the La Quinta Inn, and we wanted to honor them and take them to breakfast Monday morning. So we got up real early, picked them up at 8 o'clock, and went to IHOP. And we had a nice breakfast and chat for about an hour. And then they wanted to get back to the hotel so they could hit the road and get back at a decent time. They had other meetings they had to get to. So we had a good time sharing with them, visiting. We were so glad they were able to be with part of us on our Sunday night festivities at our church. Oh, yeah, by the way, Sunday morning worship, my last worship service at Fresh Start in this capacity, was off the chain. It was just awesome. I had 12 people on the platform, including me. We just had a wonderful time singing, playing, rocking the house, and I just had a ball. And I'll send some thank you notes to a lot of those people that were on my special last day. So what else did I do on my first day of retirement? After we had breakfast, we went home, had just a little bit of time to do some things, and had to go to a funeral one of my friends who was also a pastor, his dad passed away, and I wanted to go honor my friend. I did not know his dad, but I knew my friend, and I know his sister. I know their families, and just great people. I wanted to honor them. I know because I've lost my dad in the last several years, my mom, and just to go support these people who are grieving and hurting and just saying, hey, we're here for you. We love you. And so that's what we did on my first day of retirement. Then last night, Julie and I went to a preview of the movie called The 33. It's about the Chilean miners who were trapped underground for like 69 days in 2010. And of course, it was on national news, international news. And I watched it on TV, and I might have even cried when they started coming out of the earth, being brought out, and just a tremendous story. So we went to see this. We were able to get some free tickets to go to a preview, and it was a good showing, and I recommend The 33 when it does come out in November. In fact, I'm going to do my next podcast right after this. I'm going to give you two podcasts for today. And the next podcast will be a description of our visit to see the movie The 33, starring Antonio Banderas, something like that. Anyway, we'll get to that in a minute. So my first day of retirement has been very busy. That was yesterday. Now, today was the second day of retirement. I ended up going to the church because I still have my keys, and I still have to clean up my office, just have no time to do some of the things I need to do. Then we ended up taking care of two of our grandkids most of the afternoon, and that did tie me up a lot. So I've still got to get back to the church, and I told the pastor that I'd probably have it cleaned out by Saturday. That is my goal. But I've got just a lot of stuff, and I've got a lot of files I have to go through to make sure that I'm not taking something with me that needs to stay there at Fresh Start. We had a good time. I had lunch there today with the senior citizens on their tremendous Tuesday. And so it's like, you know, I haven't left, but yes, I did feel different. I did feel like I have finished that chapter in my life and now started a new chapter. And folks, that's all it is. You know, I'm not retiring from ministry per se. I am retiring from being a local pastor, and now I'm free to travel and sing and do projects that I want to do on my own. And of course, I continue to be an independent Plexus ambassador, and that's how I'm able to bring to you today this podcast and this blog on chucksfavoritethings.com. And as you keep supporting me by listening to me and my podcast, I want to help you with your health. I want to help you in case you'd like to earn some extra money each month. If you'd be interested in becoming an ambassador with Plexus, it's wonderful. Basically, I'm just doing the product and telling my story, and I'm attracting people who want to have a better health, and they want to get their blood sugar stabilized, and they want to lose some weight, and it's working. And so if you're interested in helping me, I would like to help you. And you go to PlexusChuck.com because I am an independent Plexus ambassador. Would love to share with you what I know about Plexus and how it's helped me. So my first day of retirement, first 2 days actually, has been quite interesting and very busy. And as I've been told from other people who are retired, there is a lot to be done in retirement. There's just not a lot of sitting around and, you know, waiting for the sun to come up and go down. There's a lot to be done. And so I look forward to sharing with you more updates on my retirement as I get going, as I've just begun, because we've only just begun. Great song by the Carpenters. I could change the words right quickly for that. Okay, Chuck Whetstone, thank you for listening today to Chuck's Favorite Things. Inspiration and motivation from music, movies, memories, and more. Until this next podcast that I do in just a few minutes. Until that time, we'll see you later. Bye-bye.